March Magic Numbers. I'm John Johnson, and we'll play the numbers game next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
With the MHSAA basketball tournament underway, I thought we'd have a little fun today and check out some of the interesting numbers associated with the runs that teams will be making towards the Breslin Center in East Lansing for the finals at the end of this month. So let's get right to it. 1,600. That's the approximate number of games that will be played combined in the girls and boys tournaments from the districts to the finals. 5.5. There's an average of about 5.5 teams in each district. The numbers range from a high of 7 schools to a low of 4 schools in a district, depending on geography. 7 or 8. A team making a run to the title game at the Breslin Center will play 7 or 8 games during the tournament, depending on its district draw. And it could play as many as 3 games there, then 2 games in the regional, and 3 games in the final round. 500,000. That's the projected number of fans that will get out and attend basketball games during the month of March. In the last 20 years, since we've been able to best track attendance numbers, we've been as high as 700,000. But those numbers are now at an all-time low since both genders began playing their tournaments in the winter. 86 and 38. Those numbers represent which edition of the tournament it is for boys and girls. This will be the 86th boys tournament, which crowned its first champions in 1925. And it's the 38th tournament for girls. That tournament started in 1973. And if the math doesn't seem quite right for that boys' number, it's because there wasn't a statewide tournament series in 1943 during World War II. That year, teams participated in what were called area tournaments. And in keeping with the need for metal in those days, the winning team of an area tournament was given a beautiful handcrafted leather plaque produced by a jewelry store in Detroit. 65. That's the number of boys' tournament finals that our old friend Walter Michael from New Baltimore will have attended after this year's event. His string of consecutive appearances, though, at the finals was broken just a few years back when he broke his hip. And even then, he almost talked his doctors and friends into letting him go to the finals that year. A great fan and friend of high school sports, Walter Michael. 122. That's the record for the number of points scored over 3 games, the quarterfinals, semifinals, and championship, in the final round of the tournament. John Spurla first accomplished the feat in leading Flint St. Matthew to the 1968 Class D title, and Antoine the Judge Joubert tied the mark in 1983 for Detroit Southwestern as the Prospectors reached the title game. 2,860. That's the number of points that Jasmine Hines from Central Lake has scored in her career entering the girls' tournament. She broke the career girls' scoring mark of 2,732 points by Stephanie Haas of Harbor Light Christian a few weeks ago, and in a 37-point performance in the regular season finale against Traverse City Christian, she pushed past boys' all-time scoring leader Jay Smith of Mayo, who amassed 2,841 points in the mid-1970s. Hines is also Michigan's career girls' rebounding leader, and a deep tournament run could put her on a list of 60 to 70 girls nationally who have topped the 3,000-point mark in a career. Will there be new numbers to add to this group in this year's tournament? Well, only time will tell. What we do know is that every tournament has its share of magic moments that we hope that you'll be a part of this month. Get out to a local tournament game and support educational athletics. You've been listening to MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.